Welcome to The Rachel Peterson Show, the place where we dissect social media strategies entrepreneurs are using to build their brand, go viral, and make a massive impact. Let's dive on in.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of The Rachel Peterson Show. Have you ever felt like in your business things are getting kind of crazy disorganized? Or have you ever felt like you have a million different systems that don't all integrate together? Well, I know that that's something I've experienced so much in my business. And when I met this week's interviewee, which is Charles Bird, I was so impressed by the system that he put together using a popular software, and honestly, his methodology is incredible. It's a great way to finally get kind of a system behind all the chaos. In fact, his domain name is Kill the Chaos. I don't think I need to say much more. This is going to be a really cool interview, and I think you're going to see some of the capabilities of a software that you did not know previously existed. So let's dive right on into this interview with Charles Bird. Charles, I am so glad to have you on the podcast today. Thank you so much for joining me.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
So, Charles, one of the things that I really loved about getting to know you, we met at a mastermind in San Diego just a few months ago. And one of the things that was really cool is Charles kind of blew my mind with the hacks that he has for productivity. Charles, the stuff that you shared with me in like 5 minutes has already saved me so much time in terms of systems and productivity. I'd love to hear a little bit about how in the world you got started in productivity. Was it something that came naturally to you?
Yeah, I think so. I guess it depends how far you want me to go back, but I'll give you the very condensed version. When I was a kid, I loved robots and technology and figuring stuff out. And then as a career, went into kind of technology and project management. And just so for one, I liked kind of pushing the limits of what is possible, especially with software and apps and computers and stuff. But then, two, I ended up working in the Silicon Valley for a long time. And just based on the demands of the enterprise-wide projects I was managing, I had to come up with systems that worked in the real world, because otherwise I would drown. So
right.
It was part based on necessity and part based on just an interest in the topic.
I think that that's a really good way to look at it. And it's something that I know I, as an entrepreneur, have really struggled with. That's organization. And you kind of don't realize the importance of organization until you realize exactly why the hard way. Did you experience that at all when you were working with these enterprise-level companies?
Absolutely. At one point, I founded a project management office with 12 other project managers, and I was managing at one point five enterprise projects, and then adding in smaller projects, got up to about 12. And I recall just I'd present to the executive staff and so forth pretty regularly, and you knew when they were coming, but one time I was asked to pull a report together to present to our executives in short order. And I was, I had all the info, but I didn't like have a path to get it quickly. And I remember sitting in front of the computer in San Jose, just like stressing, because I'm like, where exactly is this info? I know I have it nearby, but like, and so after that day, I'm like, I am creating a system that's bulletproof. That is never happening to me again.
I feel like I've experienced those moments in my business. I don't feel like, I know I have. I've experienced those moments where you're like, why don't I have everything organized? And it's sometimes those tough lessons that teach you why it is you need to have those systems in place. How has that helped you? Because since that time, you've moved away from corporate and you've gone to work as an entrepreneur, which has been kind of a cool story in and of itself. But how has that really helped you with starting your own business and learning to scale it?
Well, it's actually kind of been a groundbreaking component of what I've been able to accomplish in the amount of time that I've been doing it. And I think just being systematic by nature, but I would like to point out, it's not to some ridiculous level. This is what you and me could do. I could show you how to do this stuff. And it's, believe me, if it was a pain in the butt, I wouldn't probably be doing it. I try to create systems that are sustainable and simplify. And basically, they just refine over time the Kaizen's continuous improvement approach, some of the 80-20 principles. But So in my case, I decided to make an online course, and I thought about what's been the most impactful for me in my work. And I came up with a list of 40 things I could present and teach on. And then I'm like, what am I actually like super solid in, and what's helped me a ton? I went down to about 12. And then I'm like, well, the thing I live and breathe in all day is Evernote. And I've created my own system for applying it to what I'm doing. And to answer your question, what that's enabled me to do for my business is as I interact with partners and create promotions and all kinds of things like that, I'm able to put my finger on anything important basically within 5 seconds. And I'm able to track pretty much each interaction with different partners, so I can pick up right where I left off. I can be reminded when to follow up, when to touch base. And then I've used those same systems as I've hired now my second employee to systematize anything that's repeatable that we're doing and really help scale.
I think that that's so powerful. But I do want to kind of break that down into like layman's terms, because it still sounds very technical. The way that you explained it when we were talking at the mastermind in October was, or was it November? It might have been November.
Yep. I think so.
November, but this fall, was you basically explained that you created a tagging system. Let me rephrase that. You have a way of organizing the tagging systems within Evernote that make it so easy to identify important bits of information that you could literally pick up a receipt from 13 years ago and say, I know exactly where that receipt is. Perfect. Let me just pull up the tag.
Oh, right. Yes.
I love that.
I could tell that story if you think it would be worthwhile. That kind of thing happens to me all the time. But in short, what that was, which these same principles apply fully in the entrepreneur world as they do in your personal life. But in that case, I had a recliner, and I don't think it was exactly 13 years, but quite a while. I had a recliner that a bolt fell out. And so when I sat down, it would flop over sideways, which is not very relaxing if you're trying to recline falling out of the side of your chair. But I called the store that I bought it from and asked for a repair person. And they were like, sure, one will be out tomorrow. And I'm thinking, man, this is pretty cool. And then the next day, I'm walking our year and a half old Labradoodle. And I live near the country, so there's sheep grazing to the right, vineyards to the left. Phone rings. The person's like, hey, I'm the repair person. I can be there in an hour. And I'm like, cool. And then they continued, but I can only come if you share the invoice number from the original receipt from 7 years ago. And I was like, I'm like thinking, are you kidding? My jaw's dropping. I'm looking at the sheep and the dog. Like, are you kidding? Like, even if I was at home, who would have that? That's like absurd. And then I was like, hold, please. I launched Evernote, searched for the tag receipt, and searched for the tag name of the store. And it came up. I read the number to him, and he came out and fixed my chair in an hour. So those kinds of things happen to me every single day and saves my tail every day. And it's simply by applying a simple tagging approach to content. I mean, you could come up with examples from your life and I could help, or your work, and I could, we could do some on the fly and come up with some tags.
Oh my gosh, there are so many. I don't even know if I'd want to get started. But I am not naturally somebody that has systems in place. Let me rephrase that. I have systems in place, but there's no rhyme nor reason to them. And I feel like for my audience and my listeners, that's something that resonates with a lot of people. You have systems, but you don't have a rhyme or a reason. You know, maybe you have some type of onboarding system that you have in your mind for new clients, but there isn't an actual path, or you don't have it all laid out. So if someone were to come on board and help you out, where would you start? You don't even know where to start. So I feel like I can't be the only person who has kind of systems, but not really.
No, not at all. It's funny. Actually, several of the masterminds I've been to, and then many times for the partners who I present to their audience, and then they'll ping me right after the call and they'll be like, can you come work with my whole team?
Oh my gosh.
That's happened at least six times. So you are definitely not the only one. And so I like trying to share, simple paths to get started. So it doesn't feel overwhelming, and then you can kind of continue improving things from there. But I mean, you can just pick a particular aspect of your work or your life and start there. And I think a foundational tool for that is Evernote. And then learning to apply tags. Like, let's say you and I have a meeting about, you know, potentially doing a promotion or something. So it's actually kind of straightforward. So just based on the fact we're meeting, I would create a new note in Evernote, and I would tag it with your name, and I would tag it with the word notes, and I would also maybe tag it with JV for joint venture. And then that way, and of course you're a social media expert, so if our conversation went that direction, like if you're going to help my company with some social, I would add the tag social media. So it's basically like just finding the kind of higher level topics around an interaction with a person or a business or anything, and then just tag it with those high-level things so it's easy to find later. Yes. So next time we're chatting, I can just pull up your name as a tag and see everything we're working on together.
I think that's so cool. Now, one of the areas that I could definitely see this coming into place for all entrepreneurs, but specifically for social media managers and anyone who does social media, is that we keep so many different files and different pieces of content for each of our clients. You know, for every client that you have on board, you probably have 30 to 100 different files that you have to keep track of, and it can get a little bit crazy. And thankfully, I have the memory of an elephant, and I'm able to remember where everything goes. But if I were to bring on a team member, there's no way they would even know where to start to look for things. So I can see that power just for social media managers, but I can also see it for entrepreneurs as well. Okay, so you have a course that centers around how to create this system and how to maximize productivity.
Absolutely. It's been great. I created this course it's basically the way I apply Evernote to the world. And it's so flexible. I really do focus on entrepreneurs, experts, authors, coaches, but I've also shared this with like real estate people, project managers, people interested in health. The point is the principles, although a lot of the examples are entrepreneur-based, but the principles apply equally for your personal life and your professional life. And so I've been able to reach literally hundreds of thousands of people in the last year with this message just really sharing the basics from just, okay, here's an interesting statistic. I speak all over the US and Canada and present online, and I do a survey, and basically approximately 94% of people on every stage I speak on or on the webinars, they have heard of Evernote, and 3/4 of them already have it. Mm-hmm. And then I ask, of those who have it, how many know they could be making better use of it? And the same 3/4 of the hands go up. So chances are very high your audience has heard of Evernote or they have it. And I like teaching them just how to start benefiting from a tool they've already got installed.
Absolutely. Now, Charles, one of the things that you said that I kind of have to go back to, you mentioned that you've had the ability to reach hundreds of thousands of people. And a part of that is because you've been organized and you have a system in place. So you don't, it doesn't feel like you're juggling with your eyes closed. You're not losing track of the, you know, what it is that you have to keep in the air. You've had a really, really incredible year of reaching out to people who some might say are really successful entrepreneurs. And that's something that was just completely new and you just went for it. I'd love to hear a little bit about that process and how you got started in that, because not many people have, I guess, the guts to reach out to big influencers and say, hey, let's potentially work together.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for bringing it up, because it has been a unique and wild ride, because barely a year ago, I went to one of my first masterminds, similar in size to where you and I met. And I had the course created, and I was, how to phrase it, too shy to even share it with them. Like, I promised them all the course, but I was like, I need to wait till it's perfect before I share it with these entrepreneurs. And so I went from that to now one of my ongoing partners is Brian Tracy. So the span of growth has been significant. And to your point, it's not being afraid to reach out to people. And I think your audience that is so engulfed in social media, mm-hmm. They're perfectly primed for a similar type of growth and connections. Like, the way I actually started with that is I was in a group, and it was a paid online marketing group, and basically, you know, I was seeing who was posting this and that. Took me a little while to catch on that a lot of people in those groups were friending each other. Like, to me, Facebook before that was like just for your friends.
Yes.
Like friends. And so once that dawned on me, I started adding people, and then I started reaching out to people, just inviting them for a virtual coffee chat. And you'd be surprised. Like, it's not that I'd necessarily recommend, you know, trying to get in touch with Brian Tracy before you have anything going on. but you'd be shocked. I've been able to book interviews with all kinds of best-selling authors just because I asked. So basically, I think just getting out there, again, you can use social. I also go to a ton of events, you can certainly build stronger relationships in person. But I will say, one of the guys I meet with all the time, this guy named Joss in Australia, we just had a virtual coffee chat, and we talked twice a day for like a year. Twice a week.
Yeah.
So point being, you can build all kinds of great relationships just online with your network. And then if you have a system to kind of keep tabs of who's who and where they're at, what they're working on, what their specialties are, how you can help them, people you can introduce them to, which is a huge way to build value for people.
Yes.
Just share introductions based on listening to what their goals are and what they're struggling with. And you go, hey, I know the perfect woman to help you with this. It's Rachel Peterson.
Isn't that always the answer? I'm just kidding. But something you said that's so true, and I think we lose sight of this, is that social media is honestly, it's to be social. The point of it is to make friends. The point of it is to connect with new people. And I think in the past, there was this really old school mindset, and I had it as well. I only want to accept my friends. I don't know these people. Why are they trying to friend request me? And I didn't recognize that it was a huge opportunity to grow my network.
Right. And another, I guess in retrospect, obvious trick is you see how many common friends you have.
Yes.
So now I have common friends with 1,000 common friends. Like, so it makes it a lot easier to start identifying, I guess, your people, as in people that you're trying to serve and help. You can start finding where they hang out, who they're friends with, in the sense of reaching out and serving them better. You're not just randomly friending people. On some level, it's strategic. It's not like super hyperbolic strategic, but you know, you're just trying to find people that you think your message and your content will resonate with, and it's worked tremendously well. I went from, I guess I was booking, I don't know, I think I booked about 6 webinars for my own product the first part of this year. And then I was like, let's see how far I can push this. And just by building relationships, now I book between 2 and 6 webinars a week. 3 weeks ago, I did a promotion that added 1,300 to my list in one shot. That pushed us up over 4,000. Today I'm at 5,300, and by the end of the month I'll probably be at 7,000, all through joint venture partnerships, building relationships, and just actually, you can take it, and I have, and a lot of people have been asking me about it, systematize that process. It's so duplicatable. It's like a self-replicating system. And so I'm actually putting on my first live event teaching that before Traffic and Conversion in March.
That is really cool. Are you going to Traffic and Conversion?
I am. And I am, get this, I'm booking a suite, of course, for my live event. We're going to run that there 2 days before Traffic and Conversion. And then what I did last year is booked a suite and then pinged my networks to ask who was going to the event, because like 4,000 entrepreneurs go to this.
Yes.
And when you start hearing back of who's going, you can ping them to schedule meetings. So I scheduled 31 partner meetings in 3 days. So basically, we just had a room rented and partners came up one after the other meeting with us about lining up promotions. And it wasn't just like business is how you doing, what are you working on? Oh, your kids are that old now? That's crazy, you know?
Wow.
Like, so it's far more about relationship building than just transactional, you know, I'll scratch your back kind of scenario, because that's not nearly as fun or satisfying. It's about building deeper relationships with people. And yes. Yeah, so.
You know, one of the things that you did really well is that you maximized an opportunity by connecting with potential partners. And one kind of fun social media trick that I feel like people should use at events that they're at is to use Facebook Live and to tag the event in their status and then share it on all social media, making sure that it's public, making sure your account isn't closed. It's not only your friends that see it, but create a Facebook Live that's an introduction to who you are and welcome others at the event to come up and say hi if they recognize you from your Facebook Live. I think that would be such a powerful way to say, you know, I'm not just another face here. I want to get to know you.
That's brilliant. I like it.
Well, thank you.
I might just do that myself.
Let me know how it goes. So
yeah, I'm going to be in 8 cities just in January. And then, yeah, I've got a ton of trips coming up, so that could be a fun way to go.
Oh, yeah.
Although most of them are smaller kind of masterminds, but for you're probably referring to larger kind of more open events.
Yep, exactly. But there is some power in saying, you know, I'm in this city for the weekend. Are there any entrepreneurs who want to grab lunch and discuss business or something along those lines?
That's smart. Two people the same day, which was a little ironic, one being Mike Vardy of Productivityist, and I forget the other, but they were saying what they're trying to do this year, when they know they're going to a city to do something, they'll start posting that they're headed to this city in whatever month they're going and do some type of workshop before the event for local entrepreneurs there. And then that way they pay for their own trip.
Yes.
And they're serving like whatever clients in those cities that are around, which is pretty cool. And actually, that's kind of exactly what I'm doing with traffic and conversion.
That's perfect. I think it's a great way to maximize every event that you're at. So it's not just, you know, a solid 3 days of information overload, but you actually can leave with some immediate benefits.
Yeah. And I would say the more you can design how you interact at an event. I mean, a lot of events, I just show up and see what happens. But like the story about traffic and conversion, if you can set it up so you're lining up partner meetings 3 weeks in advance instead of like milling the halls hoping to bump into somebody, it's a huge difference in how the event will go for you.
That makes all the difference to get social, but you have to start on social media and reach out to people, figure out who's going.
Yeah, yeah. So it turns out the social world online and the real world, they intersect beautifully together.
I can't even imagine. I don't know. I don't get off of Twitter, so I'm just kidding. Well, Charles, it has been so wonderful to talk to you today. Where can my listeners learn a little bit more about what you are up to?
Well, my company website is birdword.com. That's BYRDWORD.com. And for info on my course, you can find that at killthechaos.net. That's killthechaos.net.
I absolutely love that name. And as always, everything will be linked in the show notes so you can easily find a little more information about Charles, a little bit more about Bird Word, and about everything that he has going on, especially with Kill the Chaos, which is the coolest name ever. Thank you so much for joining me today, Charles. I had a blast with you.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks a lot.
That was an awesome episode and interview with Charles Bird. Thank you so much for listening. And as always, the show notes are available at rachelpeterson.com/podcast. You know the challenge. I want you to take action, get social, and be prepared to make a massive impact. I'll see you next week.